Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Organizing Confidence Unlimited podcast. I am Maggie, a busy mom and owner of Organizing CU, a professional organizing business in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. This podcast is for busy moms who are sick of losing steam and are ready to get organized to gain time for yourself and your family. We'll be going in depth on a bunch of organizing topics, from paperwork to closets to daily routines. Today, we're talking about getting ready for winter. I want to do a quick checklist with you guys about getting ready. They're easy to explain and do, so let's dive right in. I want to preface this episode by saying I'm recording this in 2020 while we're in the midst of the pandemic. This episode is going to be unique in that most of these tips are going to apply to every winter, but a couple of them might be a little more specific to just this year. All of the other podcast episodes are applicable to pretty much whenever, but I just want to give you that quick disclaimer on this one. Anyways, the first thing you need to do this winter, if you haven't already done it, is get a flu shot. Many clinics have already stopped giving out flu shots, but you should still be able to get one from your doctor's office or your local pharmacy, like maybe CVS or Walgreens. The first couple of things you can do are inside your house. First, swap out some of your summer clothing in your closet for your winter stuff. It might be something as simple as moving the sweaters to the prime real estate front and center of your closet and moving some of those cute tank dresses to the back. It might mean moving your sandals from the top shelf up to the top shelf and then bringing your boots down. For me, I like to keep my winter coats in a giant bin in the basement during the summer, so I recently brought them upstairs and hung them up in our hall closet. While you're looking at the summer stuff and the summer clothing, it's a good time to quickly go through them and take a look at maybe what you didn't wear all summer long, or maybe what your kids outgrew during the summer. Personally, I found about 10 items I didn't wear all summer that are now in my donation bin. Go back to that episode 3 titled Closets if you need some help sorting through everything, because I go pretty in depth there. You're also going to want to take a look at your hall closet or mudroom closet, wherever you keep your things like your hats, coat, gloves, and the like. Make sure you have everything that you need. This is especially important if you have kids that are constantly outgrowing stuff. Double check that you have everything you need in the sizes you need them on this winter. You don't want your kid to miss out on sledding because you're busy waiting for the back-ordered boots to be delivered from Amazon. This is also time to ensure you have those items in the prime real estate as well. You're going to want to be able to grab and go. If you're in the Midwest like I am, you have no idea when that first freeze or that first snow is going to hit, so you're going to want to be prepared. I've now already moved all of my winter gear into a cubby in my mudroom closet. I've got it all in one spot right by the door. It makes it much more simple when I come in from outside as well. Easy to find, easy to grab, easy to put away. And speaking of the first freeze, you're going to want to take a look at your outdoor stuff now. If there's any gardening to be done, definitely try to tackle it now. It becomes a soggy mess after freezing and thawing all winter long. If you can pull out even some of the weeds and flowers, do it now. Your spring self is definitely going to thank you. And let me go on a quick tangent here and tell you, that's basically what organizing is. It's making life easier for your future self. Everything I do right now, it makes it easier for me in the future. If I do the dishes right after dinner, future Maggie won't have to do them right before bed when I'm really exhausted. If I make sure my lunch is made for tomorrow, future Maggie won't have to rush and scramble in the morning to get it together. All right, so back to the outdoor stuff. Take a look around outside in your outdoors and see what might need to be done. Maybe you need to seal your deck this fall. Maybe you need to bring in any liquids. I'm looking at you, Bubbles, because we have a gallon of bubbles outside. If you have outdoor furniture, bring in those umbrellas and some seat cushions. Another overlooked place is your car. Back in the spring, you might have taken the ice scraper or the brush out, or maybe your kids were playing with them one day. Now's the time to make sure you have it in there. You do not want to be that guy that's out there in the snow using their sleeve as a snow brush, driving home with a wet arm. One last thing about the outdoors, you do not want to overlook unhooking your hoses. They can freeze, they can flood your basement. I've had neighbors and friends who have forgotten about it, and it can seriously cause a lot of damage to your house and potentially ruin a lot of really priceless things. A really simple fix that you can do in under a minute will prevent hours of trouble and thousands of dollars. So make sure those hoses are unhooked from your house. All of those other tips have really been for any winter that you have. This next section is going to be pretty specific for 2020, and partially because we're going to be stuck inside even more than usual. And so I want to talk about your mental health for a second. Winters can typically seem very long, no matter the year. They're cold and dark, and quite honestly, some people really hate them. Make sure that you're still having regular check-ins with friends and families. You don't want to be isolated right now. With the pandemic, people got used to doing virtual chats back in the early spring. So make sure you're either continuing those or setting up visits. We were able to have a lot of fun, safe outdoor time this summer, but with winter coming, it's not going to be quite as easy. I personally am hoping to continue to meet with friends and family on the porch, switching our cold summer beers to warming red wine. If you're like me and you still want to meet in person, it might be time to think about upgrading your outdoor gear. Treat yourself to some new thick gloves if you're going to be spending time outside with friends on walks around the neighborhood. Maybe splurge on those wool socks. Buy that faux fur-lined hat. You'll be amazed at what some fantastic winter clothing can help with that cold feeling that just seems to take over your whole body. In preparation, I finally bought myself my first pair of adult snow boots. I had been using my Hunter rain boots for shoveling snow for the last 5 years. Although my feet were very dry, they were definitely not warm and cozy. While I was doing that, I also picked up some extra hats, gloves, blankets for any outdoor visits that might go on a little bit longer than we had initially planned. A few more special treats I got were some hand warmers that you can place inside gloves and a small little space heater. Getting these little extras are already making me look forward to spending a little more time outdoors on a chilly day. Another thing that I'm really looking forward to is some winter comfort food. I've already started stocking up on some canned chilies along with soups and stews. I'm thinking about those amazing crockpot meals that just fill the air on a cold Saturday. A pot of chili simmering on the stove while you're watching football. An easy-to-make casserole that you can just pop in the oven on a lazy day. Maybe sharing a grilled cheese with tomato soup for lunch. Now is the time to start thinking about shopping for those winter ingredients that can warm you up by just thinking about them. Begin gathering some of those winter staples that you go to over and over. Canned tomatoes, beef stock, cream of chicken soup. And then join me next week when we discuss meal planning. I know it's hard to believe that winter is just around the corner, but hopefully you'll be ready for it, and maybe, just maybe, you'll be even a little excited about it this year. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm going to be back next week to discuss meal planning. To learn more about Organizing CU in the meantime, or to see what else I've been up to, check out organizingcu.com. And make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, let's go get organized.